Now,
the rest of the story. Among the author's private papers at St. Helena, the prize was found. An unpublished novel. Nobody had known this existed. A novel about love and war entitled Clisson and Eugenie. Somehow the renowned author had managed to keep that novel a secret even to his grave, leaving the manuscript to be discovered after his death. To this day, the literary world ponders its contents and its real-life inspiration, but in case you're among those who wonder still, I want to tell you the rest of the story. Even as a boy, he possessed the soul of an artist, replete with lugubrious broodings and suicidal musings. It was not until he reached college age that he sought a literary outlet for his emotions, and it was about that time that he entered an essay contest. Now, one would imagine that any future great novelist should have won a contest easily, but this young writer did not. He didn't even manage an honorable mention. And perhaps for this reason above all, the essay topic, chosen by the prestigious Academy of Lyon, covered the one subject which this young man of letters was arguably least qualified to discuss. The essay topic was happiness. But the would-be author was not discouraged by this lack of recognition. In fact, he went on to achieve greatness in his profession, as have few who ever lived. And then he died, and the literary world was certain that his pen had been stilled forever. Not so. For now, among his personal effects and private papers has been found a hitherto unrevealed work. An unpublished, undiscovered until now novel. A novel about romance to the verge of valor and to the verge of self-destruction. The hero of this novel is a young man who dreams of nothing but the glories of war. That is, he dreams of nothing but war until he meets the love of his life, a beautiful girl named Eugenie. And they marry, and they have children. Yet all the while, husband Clisson hears the beckoning of distant drums. And finally, he is called to war, wherein he does distinguish himself. But back home, wife Eugenie falls in love with another man, and grieving, Clisson makes one last suicidal march into battle, and he is killed. And that is the story. The rest of the story is the true secret of this posthumously revealed secret saga, because the hero of the novel is the author, or at least the man he believed himself to be. And the heroine is the literary likeness of a young woman who really did live, Eugenie Desiree Clary, to whom the young author was engaged and who subsequently rejected him. The novel was written for her. It was written during their courtship. And as did its hero, the author himself thereafter marched off to war. But he marched onto the pages of history. You see, this author was renowned worldwide, but never, ever for his writing. Now, he was known for another profession, indeed for another love named Josephine. The romantic novelist, you never knew, was the military commander you know so well as Napoleon. Only now you know the rest of the story.